getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Wow, would you look at that already? Show number two of the year 2024. Man, oh man, is time going faster. What? You could probably tell already that I am battling a cold. It's kind of been threatening me for the last 3 weeks. I'm into week four of this kind of thing. No idea what's going on. I flunked three COVID tests. I flunked the strep test. I flunked the pneumonia test. I haven't flunked that many tests since junior high. I don't know what the deal is, but I'm battling kind of a cold, so maybe I'm not going to talk as much in this show as I usually do, which could work to your advantage. Let's get the polkas rolling anyway. Let's start out with one of these nice old 45s from Ray Henry and the band. Here's the July to Polka. There you have it there, Ray Henry's band, getting us started here on this week's Oompa Hour, second show into 2024. Hope the new year is going all right for you so far. I think I'll be good if I can ever shake this cold or whatever the heck I got going on here. I am not pleased about it at all, so I'm going to kind of lay back on the jibber-jabber in the show this week and just let the music do the talking. Let's do the Ron Harvey Orchestra. It's Just Another Polka.
This is just another polka, it's just another polka, but oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charms. This is just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my arms. This is just another polka, play the six fat Dutchman polka.
Hey,
It's the Frankie Yankovic Polka. Now this is just another polka. It's the Romy Gaz Polka. Polka, it's the Bernie Roberts Polka. Just another polka, it's the Whoopie John Polka. Here's one more polka, sing the Lawrence Duka Polka.
Every time I hear that song, I don't care what band is doing it. It's always one of my favorites. And the different bands, of course, do impressions of different bands. They don't all do the same thing, and they do a pretty good job of sounding like other bands do. I always think it's pretty cool. Anyway, Ron Harvey Orchestra there, just another polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show, back for another week, second show of 2024. A little more laid back than usual because I'm battling the crud. That's what I'm calling it. It's some kind of a cold thing. I don't know. I passed every test they had. It's not pneumonia. It's not strep. It's not COVID. It's not nothing they can test for, and apparently nothing they can give you anything that will cure it. But I'm into week four, and I tell you what, I'm getting really tired from coughing, man. I found out the best remedy for that, Buckley's cough mixture. You got to get the real stuff. You got to buy it from Canada because it's got actual pine oil in it out of pine trees. And you take that stuff and you inhale at the same time, and that pine smell goes up into your sinuses. Oh, man, it's a brain-opening thing, let me tell you. And for some reason, you can't buy the original version that has the pine tar in it in the United States anymore. You used to be able to, but I can't find it anymore. But there are stores in Canada that specifically cater to people in the United States that want to buy Canadian products. It's also where I get my bacon crackers. Because remember, Nabisco used to have those oval, they call them bacon crisps, maybe, bacon thins. They were oval crackers, bacon flavored. They're really good. They quit selling them in the United States. They still sell the same crackers under a different brand name in Canada, but not in the U.S. So I get my crackers and my cough syrup from Canada. A little shopping tip for you. Here's the Little Fisherman Orchestra. They're out of Texas. Here's 10 Pretty Girls.
Thank you. Picture 10 pretty girls at the village school. Picture 10 village belles at a village school. Cute and sweet, short and tall, and one boy loved them all. But you can't marry 10 pretty girls. There were 10 pretty girls, and I'll tell you this, that the boy's biggest thrill was to steal a kiss. But it doesn't mean a thing playing kiss in the ring, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. Now 5 were blondes and 4 brunettes, and 1 was a sunny little redhead. The girls grew up, the boy left school, and at 21 he wedded a saucy little redhead. Oh, that one pretty girl at the village school. Here's what she taught the boy at the village school. Kissing girls may be fun, but your heart picks on one, so you can't marry 10 pretty girls.
There you go, the Little Fisherman Orchestra, 10 Pretty Girls, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's take a moment to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to pay him a visit, maybe not in person right now at this moment, but maybe virtually. You could do that right now where you're listening to the show, sitting by your computer or your smartphone or whatever. Just go to worldofaccordions.org. And have a little poke around the website. A lot of photos there, a lot of information, a lot of historical information. It will impress you, I'm telling you. And then maybe you want to work on planning in a stop. Winter is finally arriving up here in northern Minnesota. And, of course, Superior, Wisconsin's about, I don't know what, 70 miles away over the bridge into Wisconsin from here. And it's finally starting to get wintry. They're talking overnight low of 4. I think that's the coldest temp we've had this winter. It's been in the 30s and 40s the last couple of weeks, which is highly unusual for us. But check them out, all right? worldofaccordions.org on the interwebs, like 1,400 or so accordions and related instruments and memorabilia and stuff on display. Have a look, worldofaccordions.org. Here's Horst Wendt and the Polka Boys. It's the Lichtensteiner Polka. There you go, a little Horst Wendt and his Polka Boys there. That's the Lichtensteiner Polka, obviously, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. back for another week. Glad you're with me, even though I'm fighting through this cold. Just ignore that and pretend I sound like my usual sparkling self. And you'll never know the difference, right? I'm just trying to take it easy on the show, make it through here, play the records, and not talk so darn much, all right? Last couple of weeks, I talked a lot in the show. Man, oh man. Here's the Brass Works. This is the Domino Polka.
Basic. Turnover. The dip. Crossover.
You know, I'm telling you, that's the kind of record I like, the ones with instructions in it, so people like me know what we're supposed to be doing. Kind of takes me back to like fifth grade with those square dance records I used to play in Phi Ed class. Remember that? Uh-huh. Sure you do. Anyway, let's, I'm taking it easy on the show, ma'am. This cold is killing me, and maybe I sound better than I think I sound, but man, oh man, it takes a lot of wind to get anything out today. Let's do the Jesters. That's Jester, J-E-S-T-E-R, not the gestures, as in G-E-S-T-U-R-E-S. Two completely different things that people often get mixed up. This is the Up and Down Polka. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it. There are the Jesters and the Up and Down Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where, believe it or not, this sort of thing happens each and every week right here about this same time, wherever you happen to be listening to, whether you're listening to a regular radio or you're listening to a smart speaker, an iPad, or a phone, or whatever the other bajillion ways they have of listening to stuff these days. Glad you're along for another week on the show anyway. Second show, technically, I think, of 2024. We're off to a good start. Hopefully I get rid of this cold by next week. Man, I got my fingers crossed for that. Here's Polygaz Polka Dots. It's the Indiana Sweetheart Polka. There you go. That is a Polygaz Polka Dots. It is. That's the Indiana Sweetheart here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, despite the fact that I'm dying from a cold or whatever this is. Man, my ears are so plugged, I can't even hear myself talking. It's very weird. I am going to find a waltz for us this week, like I try to do every week. And I'm going to try to get over to the other shelf there and dig out a 78 for us this week, because we always try to do a 78 in every show. So I'll see what I can do about that. And in the meantime, here's Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band out of Bowery Records out of Del Mar, California. Just two names you never hear very often. It's the Freckle Face Polka. Well, you have the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I'm getting a waltz ready to go here in just a little bit, but first I have Al Soika up on turntable number two. This is the Crazy Legs Polka. All right, there you have it there. That sounded like Crazy Legs to you, I guess. Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps had a song called Crazy Legs back in the 50s. It was a rockabilly song. You remember, he's a guy that did Bebopalula. They had a song called Crazy Legs. Has nothing to do with that polka. I was just throwing that out there because it's completely useless information, and that's my job. Are you ready for a waltz? I think you are. And I think the cold medicine is starting to get to me. Hopefully, I can stay awake through a waltz. We'll see how that goes. It's Little Richard in the band. I love you truly, dear. Waltz. That's what it says on the record. Dancers, if you're ready.
I love you truly. Are my dream come true? With all my heart, my love, I'm so in love with you. I love you truly, dear, and from the very start, I knew it would be you, for you have won my heart. Whenever I feel blue and skies above are gray, I turn my thoughts to you and chase the blues away. Now as the years roll by, all of our dreams came true. I love you truly, dear. With you, truly dear. You are my dream come true. With all my heart, my love, I'm so in love with you. I love you truly dear. And from the very start, I knew it would be you. For you have won my heart. Whenever I feel blue and skies above are gray, I turn my thoughts to you and chase the blues away. Now as the years roll by, all of our dreams stay true. I love you truly, dear, truly in love with you.
There's our official waltz of the week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Little Richard there, I love you truly, dear. And yes, I did notice there was a little skip in that record. And right now as I'm talking to you, I'm examining the record and looking for the trouble area. Sometimes you get a little booger in them that you can't see. And I think I fixed it. Ha-ha. So next time we play it, we shouldn't have that problem. Now, speaking of records, let's go to this one. Good scratchy one. You know, this is a good record, a well-loved record, because it's been played a lot, and it's real crunchy looking around the edges. An early Soma pressing out of Minneapolis. Here are the Jolly Lumberjacks and the Roller Coaster Polka. There you go, the Jolly Lumberjacks there on a well-used, well-scratchy, worn-out 45 there. The Roller Coaster Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, as you know, Everything on the show comes from records. We always play records on the show. We don't play CDs or MP3s or digital computer stuff or nothing. It's all phonograph records on genuine record players. And we always like to always have at least one 78 in every show. Everything sounds great on a 78. That's the official saying, you know. And I know that from time to time I play Bernie Witkowski records on 45s. And I was going through a stack of 78s last week, and I found a Bernard Witkowski record on a 78 from 1947. And the record's in really nice condition. It's Silver Bells Orchestra with him. And I don't think any of the 45s say Bernard Witkowski on them. They all say Bernie. So, hey, why not, right? Let's crank up the old 78 player here. Oh, I didn't even push the button for the 78 player. That could have been embarrassing. Here we go with Bernard Witkowski and his band. There you have it there, Bernard Witkowski and his Silver Bells Orchestra there. That's the top polka. That's our 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on 78 here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another week. As you may have noticed, I'm trying to take it easy here because I have a severe case of cold. In fact, I've used up half a box of Kleenex just doing this show. And we still got a little bit to go yet, so we'll see how she flies. Here's the Mexican polka. It's Eddie Skeets and the orchestra. Thank you. Eddie Skeets and his orchestra, that's the Mexican polka. I just really enjoy the tuba work in that one. I don't know that it's especially better than any other tuba work. I don't know. It's got a certain flair to it, a certain flash to it that I kind of like. You know what I mean? Anyway, you're hanging out with Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Going to squeak in a few more records here, hopefully before I run out of Kleenex. I'm looking forward to a nap after I roll the last record, to tell you the truth. Here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. It's the Boy, Oh Boy Polka. Hey, you got a little Wally and the Harmony Boys there, the Boy Oh Boy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Man, I just about grossed out there, and then I realized I had nothing to be alarmed about. I was actually hot gluing something up here on the desk by the mixer and everything earlier in the week, and I got a bunch of little hot glue blobs on the desk, and I didn't clean them up. And I'm sitting here with this cold, and I've used like half a box of Kleenex, and for a second I thought it was boogers on the counter. And I'm like, oh, I better wipe that up. And it didn't wipe up because it's glue. It's hardened hot glue. So I don't feel nearly as messy as I was. Anyway, let's see. We're going to take a little break here. Then we're going to come back with a little song about skiing. How does that sound?
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, well, as I mentioned, we have a little snow falling today as I'm doing the show. We really haven't any snow here in northern Minnesota all darn winter. It's been like spring-like weather. It's very weird. But finally, it looks like we might get a little bit of snow. But our Mount Itasca is like a stone's throw away from me, and that probably means nothing to most of you. But Mount Itasca is home to the Ole R. Magseth Ski Jump, where ski jumpers, Olympic ski jumpers, have trained for decades. Junior Olympics, regular Olympics, competitive ski jumpers have trained on this giant ski jump over here on Mount Itasca. And they're open all winter, and they have hills for tubing and all that kind of stuff, too. And they just last week had announced that, as near as they could tell, they're closed for the season. What snow they had all turned into water. It was a big field of mush. And it was really a bummer. We were all kind of sad about that. I don't know that there's enough snow coming. I mean, like, we're looking at maybe an inch or two over the next day or two, so that's probably not going to help them out at all. But it got me, I saw the snow fall, and it got me thinking about skiing, and it got me thinking about a Frank Yankovic record called Let's Go Skiing.
Let's go skiing, let's go skiing, let's go skiing in the morning. Let's go skiing, you and me, no one's seeing if you're yawning. Let's go skiing, benzene knee, let's go fleeing through the powder. Now is the season, this is the reason, we all want to yodel louder. First we shush and then we run the giant slalom, run the giant slalom, run the giant slalom. Maybe we will make the social column if we invade the UN. So everybody, let's go skiing, let's go skiing, let's go skiing on the mountain. Let's go skiing, you and me, let's all go, go skiing. Go skiing, you and me, let's all go, go skiing.
ski and a me don't go together at all. Tried it once, didn't break anything, but I also didn't really, I mean, it didn't even look like skiing. It looked like coordinated falling down. It was not a pretty situation. Frank Yankovic there on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're going to sneak in a couple more records here, and then I think we're going to run out of time on the old clockaroonie here. Let's do Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes. Here's the Astronaut's Polka.
Everyone shoot the moon, happy birthday pretty soon. Everyone is feeling fine, having a big kielbasa time. Da-ra-ra-boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boop today. Did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday. That's why I walk this way. The moon, any friend or Jan or June, you don't know what we do just to be in space with you. Everyone shoot the moon, happy birthday pretty soon. Jerry, Jerry, he is hot, he wants to be an astronaut. Da-ra-ra-boop today, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday, that's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boop today, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday, that's why I walk this way. Everyone shoot the moon, happy birthday pretty soon. You don't know what I got, let me be your astronaut. Everyone shoot the moon, happy birthday pretty soon. Now girls don't play hard to get, just give us a little bit. Da-ra-ra-boop today, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday, that's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boop today, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday, that's why I walk this way.
Norm Dombrowski and his Happy Notes there. That's the Astronaut Polka. It always seems like kind of a dirty record to me. I'm not real sure. Anyway, just about out of time on this edition of the Old Oompa Hour. What do you say we go out on a Six Fat Dutchman record?
They do not fish or hay. They do the chores, then stay indoors and make love all the day. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In Minnesota. In Minnesota. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In the cold, cold, frosty winter time.
There you have it, Six Fat Dutchmen there. What do they do in Minnesota anyway, huh? I think we got it pretty well figured out anyway. Hey, that puts a wraps on another edition of Tim's Super Hour. I was looking here, see, when I got a cold and I don't talk so much, you get a couple extra songs in the show. So I guess that probably worked out okay for you, right? That's what I'm thinking anyway.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.